As we talked about earlier this morning, according to the National Weather Service, now Tropical Storm Misael should affect Oahu later this morning to possibly midday. The many closures of retail and recreational places, closed businesses and schools, all that keeping much of the usual traffic off the roads. And Waikiki hotels are taking care of visitors and shelters are still open for those who have nowhere else to go. A whole lot seems to be going just as planned. As Oahu waits to see what else Isel will bring to us, Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell is joining us now with a view from the response team. Good morning.
Aloha, Beth Ann. Actually, this is Jesse Broder Van Dyke, his communications director. He's actually just finishing up another interview, so I apologize for that.
Well,
but we just exited a briefing, and so I wanted to let you know we're still expecting the first effects of the storm to come in a couple hours. And we don't want anybody to think that the storm has passed or anything. It's still approaching Oahu. So we definitely want to get that message out. And I also have Director Mike Formby here who can give you an update on bus services while we're waiting for the mayor, if you'd like that.
That would be good. Thanks very much, Jesse.
Okay, Mike, I'm handing the phone over to Mike.
Hello, it's Mike.
Good morning, Mike. It's Beth Ann Kozlovich at Hawaii Public Radio. So what will be happening with the buses later today?
Well, you know, because the storm stalled off the Big Island and its anticipated onset on Oahu is a little later than we expected, we had initially planned to do resumption of service, full service, at 2 p.m., but now the mayor wants to make sure that it's safe, so he's going to hold his 2 p.m. Resumption of service call until he sees what the weather's like. So it still could be 2 if things are good, but if not, he'll make it 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. He just got to wait and see what the weather's like.
Part of it is we just don't know what we don't know until it happens. To say it will be here late morning, midday, somewhere in there, with no firm time, it's better to keep the bus resumption time floating.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he just had a conversation with the governor, and they agreed that they were both on the same page, that the worst thing to do would be to communicate to the public that it's all clear, safe, go back out on the streets, resume life. It's just not that situation yet. So the mayor wants to be conservative and wait and make assessments after the storm cell has passed Oahu.
Any other issues concerning Oahu's traffic that you're concerned with right now?
Well, you know, the mayor was asking that people stay off the streets, and he just wants everybody to be safe. So he just walked in the room. I'll let you talk to him, and he can pick up the conversation.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Good morning, Mayor Caldwell.
Hey, thanks for your patience, and apologize for being late. Our briefing took a little longer than we anticipated.
Well, we got to talk to Mike and hear a little bit more, so the pass-the-phone idea is working well. Thanks for joining us this morning. So in the briefing, we heard that we're going to change the plan with the buses a little bit. What other parts to the response are you looking at possibly changing, as we don't know pretty much anything about how this will happen until Isel really begins to feel, will we feel the effects of it?
Right. You know, I was hoping that by 2 or 3 this afternoon we would be restoring bus service and announcing trash pickup tomorrow. In the briefing, we're told by the National Weather Service, they use their words, it's kind of a mess right now, describing Isel. It's kind of broken up, but it continues to move at about 13 miles an hour in the north-northwest direction towards Oahu, but south of the island, more south than before. They're still saying that we can expect rains, heavy rains, 3 to 5 inches, and winds between 35 and 45 miles an hour. That's enough to do damage. And surf in the 10 to 15-foot range and higher tides than usual, 2 to 3 feet. So we're not standing down. We're still asking people to stay in the shelters, and we have 577 people in shelters. But when we get more information, and we're going to have an 11 o'clock briefing on how Isel is doing, it's back over the water again, we'll be able to make these decisions. But Bethann, if it continues the way it is, I think by early evening we can announce we're going to be restoring bus service. It's going to take about 24 hours to get everything up and running again, and we'll be back to garbage pickup tomorrow. Many people are concerned about that. The only way that's going to change is if somehow Isel reforms and moves more north. I don't see that happening. The Weather Service doesn't see that happening. And, of course, Julio is following behind it, about 24 hours behind Isel. It's actually pulling energy from Isel, and it's become a Category 3 hurricane. That's troublesome, except that Julio is moving a more northern pattern in this cone of uncertainty, which is where exactly you're going to feel the most maximum force winds. We're outside of that cone. It's more north of us. And so if it continues that way, I think we're going to dodge the bullet on Julio also. And that's all, very good news.
All very, very good news. Meanwhile, this morning, there were actually some people out in the surf because the morning looked so reasonably calm very early today. Foolishness like that and the lack of seriousness with a situation like this where we really don't know how much rain and how it's going to affect us, that's something you'd like to see end as well, I would imagine.
Absolutely, Bethann. You know, people who decide, well, I'm going to chance them and go out in the water or go in a stream, they're putting their own lives at risk, but they're also putting our firefighters and first responders' lives at risk. They have to go out and save these folks. And, you know, these are mainly young people with families, and really, don't jeopardize yourself or those who have to go out and save you. Heed the warnings. They're given in everyone's best interest. Stay home. Take care of your family and neighbors. If you absolutely got to work, go to work, but travel safely. Be slow. I traveled between the Honolulu Fire Department headquarters and our emergency management center, and the firefighter in front of us had to get out of his car and clear branches that had fallen down from monkey pod trees. So be careful if you have to be on the roads because there are branches down.
And we have yet to even feel some of the greater effects of Isel that might bring more of that debris that you
absolutely
have to mind as you make your way around. All right. Well, we will look forward to hearing from you later. Thanks so much for ducking out of the meeting to be with us now.
Thank you, Bethann. Keep up the great job.
Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha.
Mayor Kirk Caldwell giving us a report from the latest meeting.